Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 23rd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Intensive versus conventional intraoperative blood pressure management on cardiovascular events after major abdominal surgery, the BP Cares randomized trial. This randomized trial evaluated intensive versus conventional intraoperative blood pressure management during major abdominal surgery and its impact on cardiovascular events. The study found no significant difference in the incidence of cardiovascular complications within 30 days between the intensive and conventional blood pressure management groups, suggesting that targeting higher intraoperative blood pressure does not reduce postoperative cardiovascular events after major abdominal surgery. These findings indicate that current conventional blood pressure management strategies are adequate for preventing cardiovascular complications in this setting. Article number 2. A polygenic risk score to predict incident heart failure across the spectrum of cardiovascular risk. This study investigated the ability of a heart failure polygenic risk score to predict new onset heart failure across a spectrum of cardiovascular risk. Results showed that individuals in the highest quintile of the polygenic risk score had a significantly increased risk of developing heart failure, even after adjusting for clinical risk factors. The polygenic risk score improved risk stratification for heart failure, suggesting it could be a useful tool for identifying individuals who would benefit from early preventative interventions. Article number 3. Outcomes of percutaneous mechanical aspiration in right-sided infective endocarditis, a multicenter registry. This multicenter registry assessed the early clinical outcomes and safety of percutaneous mechanical aspiration in patients with right-sided infective endocarditis. The study demonstrated that percutaneous mechanical aspiration was associated with a high rate of clinical success in removing infected vegetations. However, there were also notable rates of in-hospital mortality and major adverse events, indicating the need for careful patient selection and further research to optimize this intervention. Article number 4. Causes of myocardial infarction in younger patients. Troponin elevation in persons is less than or equal to 65 years old in Olmsted County. This study examined the causes and outcomes of myocardial infarction in patients aged 65 years or younger within a defined community. The research revealed that a significant proportion of myocardial infarctions in this younger population were attributed to non-atherothrombotic causes, including myocardial infarction with non-obstructive coronary arteries, spontaneous coronary artery dissection, and myocarditis. These findings underscore the importance of considering a broad differential diagnosis when evaluating younger patients presenting with elevated troponin levels. Article number 5. G protein-coupled receptor kinase 3 exacerbates diabetic heart injuries through direct phosphorylation of cannabinoid receptor 2 in humans and mice. This study investigated the role of G protein-coupled receptor kinase 3 in diabetic heart injury using both human and mouse models. Researchers discovered that G protein-coupled receptor kinase 3 exacerbates diabetic heart damage through direct phosphorylation of cannabinoid receptor 2. These findings suggest that inhibiting G protein-coupled receptor kinase 3 could be a potential therapeutic strategy for mitigating diabetic cardiomyopathy. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.